Say hi. Say, I don't want nothing but this bottle.
Victoria Stevens feeds her three-month-old baby, Nathan. He sits on his mom's lap and stares at the phone screen with his big brown eyes. He's content.
What's wrong?
At least for a few minutes.
He is an intention hogger. We're learning how to be independent so mom can get schoolwork.
Victoria is a college student and a first-time mom. She found out she was pregnant early last year, around the same time the coronavirus was first confirmed in Lubbock in March.
It was a really hard emotional thing for me.
It was 9 months of anxiety. Victoria was isolated and felt lonely, but she says that distancing from the world brought her closer to her partner.
Having to sit down and have real conversations about how we were going to raise our son because, like, we literally had nothing else to do.
Still, there were some disappointments.
I always imagine having a big baby shower with all my family and the decorations and the pictures. Everything just kept not happening.
And then the day the young family waited for arrived. Victoria says her labor experience was different, but smooth. The real challenge started back home.
I just want to, like, go outside and not worry about my son getting sick.
Her boyfriend works 12-hour shifts. Victoria spends her time in their one-bedroom apartment. But even with her baby there, it can get lonely.
Especially when he can't talk, because he's just now learning how to make noises and stuff, so he'd just be quiet.
Victoria is not alone in her anxiety as a new mom navigating a pandemic.
A delivery is a lot more difficult to plan for than, you know, your dream wedding. There's a lot more unknowns and complications that can come up.
Dr. Bennett Henderson is an obstetrician and gynecologist with Covenant Health. She says nerves have kicked in early for expectant moms, but she's seen a silver lining for some patients.
Moms a lot of time feel a lot of obligation to share that time with everybody, and they don't always want to. So it's been a way to kind of weed out having to host people in a really important, vulnerable time.
We didn't go anywhere with a newborn anyways the first time.
It's been a long 10 months for everyone, for new moms and for those who know the parenting game.
But at least this time there's a better excuse to not see people.
Breon Luna had her second child in August, a little girl named Lainey.
The first time was more scary of the unknown of having a kid. The second time was more scary of the unknown of just what's happening in the world.
Breon is a nurse. She avoided working with COVID patients through her pregnancy, but still worried about catching the virus. She had many questions, especially when the coronavirus first hit.
How would my baby be? How would I handle it? And then, of course, like, if I'm having to deliver and I'm positive, like, am I going to be alone? Is my baby going to be taken away?
Those questions continued after her daughter arrived. She wonders when her kids will see unmasked faces in crowds. As a nurse, Breon was part of the first group eligible for the new vaccine and got the shot. That's eased at least some new mom anxiety. I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick in Lubbock.